Oh my God, what am I doing?
Last week, I got an email from YouTube creators with the subject, "Hey Desiree Thinking, apply to Next Up 2018." I opened the email and there was an image with some people looking very happy, like they're celebrating something. And under that, it says, "Desiree Thinking, enter Next Up 2018. We're looking for passionate, motivated YouTube creators to join us for two special editions of Next Up in New York and Los Angeles. If you are interested in programs that support Black or Latino viewers or creators, we encourage you to apply. Come join us fall 2018. If selected, you'll learn how to build a rockstar channel at a 5-day creator camp at YouTube Space New York or Los Angeles. Meet and collaborate with other fast-rising creators. Sharpen your production skills and receive a $1,000 voucher for production equipment. Enter now." I saw this. The first thing I thought was, why is it only coming to one email address? Because usually when YouTube sends me emails, it's a repetition because I have more than one channel. Then I realized it's probably because of the size of this particular channel. It's a lot higher than my other channels. Then, of course, I got really angry about the whole email because my whole channel is about against this sort of identity politics in order to decide who is suffering more than another person. So I made a sort of angry tweet about this. I said, no, thank you. I'm not interested in this. I'm not interested in promoting people based on their skin-based identity, but I would be more interested in actually helping people who actually need help and not using skin color as a proxy, which is something that I believe both what people would call racist people, like identitarians who are interested in white nationalism, for example, and people like YouTube in this instance who would like to help people use race, for example, as proxies for whether or not people need help, or use race, for example, as proxies for whether or not people have valuable attributes to bring to a society. So I sent this tweet that mentioned these things that I think, and one of my followers said that maybe I should apply so that I could give a dissenting voice rather than say have YouTube have an echo chamber of people who think like them. And then I spoke to a couple of people in my personal life and they also said, well, maybe you could go there and learn something, or also go there and share something. So I decided I'm going to apply for this thing and I'll try to be as honest as I can in my perspective on the matter and why I'm even applying. So I'll click this button, enter now. And then it says, you are required to submit your YouTube channel URL and complete 4 short essays. And then in yellow highlighted, it says, number 1, why it's important for US Hispanic voices to be represented on YouTube. 2, how you think of yourself as a role model for this community. 3, why you enter the contest and what makes your channel stand out. And 4, how you plan to take your channel to the next level over the next year. Oh, it says special edition, Next Up New York, hashtag YouTube Black. I guess Hispanics is Los Angeles and Black people are for New York. Let's write these 200 word essays, which should not take that long. This question honestly gives me funny feelings, I'm not lying. Why is it important for Black voices to be represented on YouTube? I won't tell you the whole essay, but I'll just tell you what I wrote. It's really interesting, this question, why is it important for Black voices to be represented on YouTube? Just because they are part of society, and also clarify that there are Black people all around the world and that people in the US do not have a monopoly on what it means to be Black or what the Black experience is. I don't really think there is one. So my opinion is that voices just should not be suppressed. Not that, say for example, one should be represented more than the other. I don't believe people should be classified this way, and whether or not they need help should be this way. I think it would be more useful if they asked about, I don't know, maybe your income or your life history or something to determine if you needed their help for some reason. But that's why I'm even doing this, because I honestly don't think they can empathize with someone like me, like my perspective. And then for number 2, how you think of yourself as a role model for this community. I said that I see myself as a role model because I am someone who shows people that it is okay to think and be different from what society expects of you. I also try to consider both sides of the argument. I also try not to be discouraged just because someone does not agree with me. I also am someone who is not from the US. I live in a foreign land, even though I've been here for a while, so I have had to learn how to adapt to a different culture. And I also myself have a certain approach to the obstacles that life puts in front of me, one of which I strongly believe is focusing on personal responsibility and to focus on internal issues from our past that I think may affect how we see our present today. And then number three, it says, why you enter the contest and what makes my channel stand out? And I said I entered the contest because I would really like for my voice to be heard. And I know that YouTube is suppressing my voice, particularly through censorship of my channel. I know that my comments have been censored and I have not been able to receive email support from them, even though I am a YouTube partner, apparently, as it seemed from just their contest guidelines. So I said, my hope is that YouTube personnel will hear my story and understand that I am a person trying to live in the world and have my voice be heard just like anybody else. Number four, he asks, how do you plan to take your channel to the next level? I said I plan to take my channel to the next level by clarifying my voice and my message, trying to overcome the censorship that I am facing and making sure that I can deliver my message in the best way possible. I think something that might make my channel different also is who I am and how I'm supposed to fit into certain of the identity boxes that I'm being told to fit in as someone coming into the US from outside of it and not necessarily following that path, but still choosing to speak my voice anyway. I think that makes me different. Not from anybody in the world, but I think it makes me a bit unique in the world that we live in today, especially in the West. I think I'm going to have to clean this up a little bit, but that's what I have so far. And then let's see what the next step is. And how did I hear of YouTube Next Up 2018? Email from YouTube. I agreed to be contacted by YouTube related to creator programs. And I'm being 100% sincere and honest in this, my essays. I'm also pretty much 100% sincere and honest on my channel. And I understand that people can't stand that. And I would like for everyone to know, especially people who don't fit into certain identity boxes that people want you to fit in. That does not just have to be race, it could be sexual orientation, it could be anything, and you don't think the way that other people want you to think, that it's 100% okay to be different. That's why I started my channel, because I wanted to share my voice and have it be heard. And I'm very disappointed that YouTube thinks it's okay to suppress my voice, which they have done. I've detailed that in my video, YouTube is censoring me. Looking at YouTube's claims to want to help and support specific voices in combination with their actual actions, it would seem that they only want to help and support voices of specific groups that they agree with. However, I could be wrong, and I'm hoping that someone can clear this issue up for me, because I really don't understand how they can say they want to help specific voices and then literally silence those voices. It also seems to me that if YouTube is giving away these opportunities based on a person's race, for example, in this case, I am not so sure that this is something legal, and I find it interesting that certain laws are applied heavily in cases where people agree with the outcome, but not in cases where people don't agree with the outcome, such as a private corporation choosing to offer its services to the people they think should have it based on certain identity characteristics, such as their race. I do not understand. I'm not sure what to make of this email, but hey, I'm just gonna give it a shot and send this email out there for this program that is particularly targeting specific races of people. And I guess they are a private company, so in this instance, they can do what they want. I just hope that they extend that to other people when they believe that they want to support specific groups for whatever their justification is. So guys, now you know that I have applied to this, and I really don't expect to hear back from them at all, but yeah, I just applied to YouTube's what I would call affirmative action contest for New York.